Coast Radio News for Tuesday, September 14, 2021. I'm George Henry. The Siuslaw School District is reporting that some students at Siuslaw Elementary School have tested positive for COVID-19. A letter drafted by School Superintendent Annie Grezkowiak to parents and staff at the school state that any individuals that have come in contact with the students have been notified by the school directly. An additional letter went to parents and staff at Siuslaw Middle School with a report of a single student having tested positive. Grezkowiak says the school is working closely with Lane County Public Health to respond properly and protect the health of the community. These letters follow a similar letter that went out on September 9th, documenting another case in the elementary school. Lane County Public Health reported 6 more cases of COVID-19 for the Florence area, bringing the all-time total to 583 cases. While cases continue to rise in the 97439 zip code, the county is reporting that overall numbers are beginning to drop slightly. There has been a 16% drop from the previous week. There were approximately 2,500 fewer cases in the week ending on Sunday. Yesterday, the county reported 651 new cases since the Friday report, with 7 new deaths added. Jason Davis with Lane County Public Health was asked about the reporting of deaths and how they were broken out by area. Davis said that there are only 2 parameters for reporting those deaths, and that is by rural and by urban numbers. He says they do have a reporting for deaths by long-term care facilities, but he did not release that number as of Monday evening. The Rods and Roadies annual car show was a success, according to the Rods and Roadies board president, Gary Cargill. Cargill says he's happy with the participation from the classic car community, as well as the response from the local community. The Rods and Roadies Invitational Car Show had to cancel the 2020 event due to the coronavirus, but enthusiasm was high for this year's show. Rods and Roadies uses some of the funds they raise to continue to put on shows, and they also use some of the money to fund their Transportation Solutions project that helps individuals that have vehicle repair needs that may not have the funds to get their vehicle fixed. Cargill says they were able to raise some money this year.
Sold out of the t-shirts and the apparel, raised quite a bit in the 50-50 and the raffles. So I think our fundraising efforts were successful.
Cargill says over 115 cars participated in the event. In its weekend numbers, the Oregon Health Authority reported 4,700 new confirmed and presumptive cases. There were also 32 new deaths reported over the weekend. There have now been more than 300,000 cases since the beginning of the pandemic. With the deaths, there were also fewer hospitalizations reported. Out of the 652 available adult ICU beds, there were only 62 beds that were available across the state. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, September 14, 2021.